There Goes the Bride by M.C. Beaton, read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. One of Agatha Raisin's greatest character defects was that she was highly competitive. Her former employee, young Tony Gilmore, had set up her own detective agency, financed by another of Agatha's ex-detectives, Harry Beam. Agatha worked around the clock, taking on every case for her own detective agency she could, in order to prove that the mature could beat the young hands down. Then there was the awful business about her ex-husband, James Lacey, planning to marry a beautiful woman. Agatha had persuaded herself that she no longer had any feeling for James because she had fallen for a Frenchman, Sylvain Dubois, whom she had met at James's engagement party. But, stressed out and overworked, she had taken a tumble down the stairs of her cottage, cracking three ribs and severely bruising one buttock. Urged by everyone to take a break, she decided to go to Paris after finding Sylvain's phone number through the internet. They would stroll the boulevard together and love would blossom. But when she phoned him, he sounded distant. And then she heard a young female voice call out in English, "Come back to bed, darling." Blushing and furious with herself, Agatha found her old obsession with James Lacey surfacing again. It was like some disease, gone for long stretches, but always recurring. Agatha remembered that James had accused her of never having listened to him. He worked as a travel writer, but had said that he planned to write a series of guidebooks to famous battlefields. Dreaming of surprising him with her knowledge of his subject, Agatha decided to visit...